All right, so what do you have? Do you have four names?
Well, I have four. Yeah, I got like seven, but like it's three and then a bunch in one category.
So you have like an OLI.
I don't know what that means.
Outside looking in.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
You ever hear like a top five sports conversation? Like, I have one OLI.
No, I've never heard that.
It happens a lot. We have a special guest with us. Do you want to announce yourself, special guest?
Hello. I feel like a mystery guest. I'm right here. How can I help you? It's Christopher.
Well, I'm Christopher.
I'm Nando.
Yes.
I thought you said, this is Christopher. My dad, Albert, joining us. Chris 3. If there's any technical issues, we apologize. We're doing our best to bring this all-star team for a special 4th of July. We didn't know which one was 4th of July weekend this weekend. Is it, Dad, is someone in the business? You do a lot of barbecues, things like that. Is it? Mm-hmm. Is it? Are people celebrating, I'd imagine, before, right?
Well, I think for 4th of July being on the worst possible day would definitely be a Tuesday, Wednesday, because, you know, generally people like to do the weekend. And so you're going to, we're going to pregame Friday, Saturday, maybe even Sunday, then kind of Monday, Tuesday, you got to go back to work or whatever day that, you know, this year was on Tuesday. So Monday, you kind of have to go back to work unless you got lucky enough to do it. Gig where you don't have to go to work at all, but it's a lot of days off. So if you blow off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like when do you go to work? So people were kind of hot dogged out, I think, by Tuesday, and everybody I know did pretty much nothing on actual 4th of July.
It sounds about right. Nando, is that how you approach the weekend?
I don't do anything anymore, man. I just prepare for the show.
So I appreciate that. That's all I ask of you. Do nothing except prepare for the show.
That's it.
So let's get into the idea of today. I'm excited about the concept. We were texting about a 4th of July kind of episode. We thought it worked for Chris 3, and we were discussing a few different options. And I think the one that we said at around the same time, Nando. I think
you came up with the idea, and then I helped refine it.
Where we're basically, we don't want to redo Mount Rushmore. We're keeping.
Now I hear something. now I hear something in the background.
Definitely not going to work. All right.
So we weren't discussing getting rid of Mount Rushmore at all. We were just saying there's been a lot of America since the first one. So if there were to be a sequel of Mount Rushmore, not ignoring the first. You don't need to recreate it of like, oh, who are the modern versions of those people? What is the, I want to call it Mount Rush even more. Nando, you wanted to call it Mount Rush less, I believe. Dad, do you have any submissions?
I changed my mind about it. I think it's disrespectful to the people we're putting on this. So I'll go with you now. I've changed my mind in the last few hours.
Mount Rush even more.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Dad, any ideas there?
No. You're the creative one in the family. I'll leave it up to you.
Appreciate it.
I mean, for the purposes of the show, I think Mount Rush even more works, but I think Mount Rushmore 2, if you're actually trying to sell this, is good.
Would sell. That would be probably the best. Yeah, Mount Rush even more sounds like a sequel where the main character didn't return.
Yeah. Is that where Mount... Starts Channing Tatum instead of Vin Diesel, right?
Exactly. But not now Channing Tatum, like introducing Channing Tatum.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I broke it down with a different criteria. I now feel foolish. I had a feeling we didn't discuss this at all. We didn't give each other criteria, right? That's where we left it. We said that's what the episode's going to be about, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
So what I did, and forgive my dad audience, I sprung this on him about 20 minutes before we started recording. So I doubt that he had a ton of time to prepare, but he is a library of knowledge of American history in his head. I'm sure he'll do just fine. So here's my logic of where I brought it. And I think most people are going to disagree with it, but start your own podcast if you do. I avoided, not for the sake of not getting yelled at or in trouble, but I avoided politics and for the most part and history and like traditional kind of what the forefathers were, because I felt like that's covered. And like we could argue about doing a Kennedy thing versus, you know, Whereas I think there's other parts of America that, that the world knows us for, and kind of where what brought us to the world stage and get, you know, attention across the globe. And those things would be, I broke them into four categories because there's four heads, but the arts, sports, other meaning, and that was mostly like activism and kind of like journalism, sort of like brave kind of civilians, if you will, and innovation. So I kind of, and then with that, I did about 10 people in each category because I couldn't really nail it down, and I thought that's what we would talk about. But I didn't think, I thought you were doing the same. I thought we were going to do that, and you came with just, you have your Mount Rushmore ready.
Yeah, I thought that was, well, I don't know. Like, I didn't know we were doing categories. Definitely not, I wouldn't put a sports people on my Mount Rushmore.
At all?
No.
Okay. So, my dad had the same rule.
Maybe so, like Jesse Owens, maybe, but I don't think.
Oh, look at that. Jesse, see, I was going, I had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like a potential one. Jordan, like what Michael Jordan did for the economy, even, and just for like the, you know, what the, and it, again, I don't think sports is goes like whatever Michael Jordan did doesn't like isn't a bigger deal than anything George Patton has done. But I'm saying I think there's other parts of America that kind of need to be, the people should be crowned a cornerstone of that piece of American culture. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm representing the things that are maybe less important, but it's also a big part of the reason that America is where we are today. You know what I mean?
Michael Jordan?
No, he wasn't my pick, but there's people like him. Like, you know, the way Tiger Woods influenced golf and, you know, whoever that might have inspired, or Muhammad Ali or Babe Ruth, and the amount of people that got people to, you know, keep their eyes on American culture and sports and things like that, you know, where you have a guy like, you could use a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar type who did everything from, you know, he was in Bruce Lee movies and he walked on Selma and he, you know, did the whole, I think, didn't he have a Jesse Owens moment too? Or some kind of conversation, something. I don't think, I know it wasn't the same time, but like there was something, I don't know. But, you know, it goes beyond what happens on the court with him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's where I think, but it transcended sports, but it was through sports that somebody was able to do it. And there's a lot of stuff that he's kind of done that was, he was so good at what he did that, you know, you kind of couldn't stand in his way, you know, and then he had him and Ali and all that. But I thought he was the one that resonated with me for the sports category, even though no one has categories but me.
It's your show though.
That's where I was going with that.
I like the idea. I think Muhammad Ali, if we're going to include sports at all, and there's a lot of ways to look at it, if we're going to include sports at all, then I think Muhammad Ali would be the only sports figure I'd put up.
I agree.
For a lot of reasons. Yeah, for a lot of reasons. And being someone who basically, you know, rooted, if that's even a word, for him and against him. I mean, as a child, I was more of a Joe Frazier fan. And then later on, towards the second half of his career, coming back, winning the championship again, I was a 110% Ali fan. So, you know, as a kid, I definitely think of Ali, but he was amazing. He was just such an amazing American, and so much to, adversity in his life, especially. I think if you're going to have Mount Rushmore, if you're going to consider athletes, then he's definitely in there.
I don't know if people are going to like that because he was a draft. I mean, you're going to have, I think, 40% of the country be like, he was a draft dodger. He's not on my Mount Rushmore too.
But how do you feel like history looks at Vietnam, like when you look at him as a draft dodger now, though?
I don't think it matters. I think people are just going to scream and yell about it no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, even like deep down, they probably love the guy, but they're going to find some reason to hate.
Well, honestly, I would say Ali was the bigger star by without a doubt, and obviously the more influential person, so I understand the Ali, you know, return. But it's the same reasons for me as Kareem. I just thought what he did in a sport that wasn't as big at the time, that's why I was going with him. But Ali, I'd go right behind too. But I think there's something to be said, and I get worried about saying this. I don't want to get in trouble, but there's something to be said about, even if I don't agree with you, like if you're standing up for something enough to change your name and your whole thing, I think that's a very, if you're going off of the concept of distinctly American qualities, you know what I mean? It's not something that is, you know, that's a loud form of protest that I think people related to at the time too. You know what I mean? It wasn't a total renegade move to dodge the draft.
I think it would be cool to see Muhammad Ali's face on the side of a mountain somewhere, which, by the way, we have to figure out where we're putting this. Which mountain?
Oh, that's a great question.
Right? Like, I think, you know, like a downtrodden, you know, I'm from Syracuse. There are plenty of mountains there. I think that would be nice for the people of Syracuse. But beyond that point, I think it would be very cool to see Muhammad Ali's visage, you know, with clouds and the sun in the background. That's all. I could get behind
it. My vote is Paterson, New Jersey, Garrett Mountain.
There you go. It works for me.
Proudly hanging over Route 80, about 20 minutes out of Manhattan, overlooking the town that Alexander Hamilton founded. And, of course, I think the biggest hypocrisy was how Alexander Hamilton did not end up on Mount Rushmore. He absolutely deserves it, I would say, more than two of the actual four that are on there. I mean, I don't think you can argue.
Well, I think Jefferson's the easy one, right? To knock off?
You can't argue Washington. You can't argue Washington. You cannot argue Lincoln. And I love Teddy Roosevelt for a lot of reasons. But Jefferson, although he did a lot of great things and wrote some amazing things, he really, I think, was a piece of shit deep down. I mean, he just was not a good guy. The more I read about him and his interactions with Hamilton, he just wasn't a good dude.
He got bumped off the bill. He's off the 20.
Yeah, still so there. I don't know. I was always a Jefferson fan too, but the more I read about him read some objective stuff, not a fan. So Alexander Hamilton, without him, I don't think you have an America. Literally, America would not be what it is right now if it wasn't for that man. And I will argue with you about it. Read the books, and you'll see how much he really was responsible for.
He actually fits into my no president rule.
Oh, that's a good point. This could work.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the new Mount Rushmore, and there's no criteria that nobody goes on Mount Rushmore before him. He absolutely was the most important founding father. Nobody's even close. I mean, Washington relied on him so much, and he really was responsible for like a dozen major things that we take for granted today that nobody even thought of. Like I said, I don't want to bore you, but with details, but Alexander Hamilton would be number one on the new Mount Rushmore for me.
This is a show about history.
He would take the place of, let's say we had to build it in exactly the same way as the original Mount Rushmore, in George Washington's spot would be Hamilton.
Hey, I have an idea for how we could do this, because this is working, I think. Ready, Nando? Ready, Dad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do it maybe King of the Hill style, Nando, with all of our recommendations. And then when the time's up, we have who we end up with. Because right now we have Hamilton and Ali. You know what I mean?
I said, okay, but you have 27. And
right, but we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to bump people off. Like, we'll bring them up. You like, know
Kareem,
what I'm saying?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is probably not. I get to tell
he's
you
not,
right now.
He's already out.
I know he's in third, but yeah.
Yeah, he's already out, in my opinion. But so now if you want to go on to your... you want to go all four of yours or drop all, you know, however you want to do it.
Hey, man, this is Christery. It's not Nando tree. So you go ahead and tell me how you want to do it.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear your list.
I had my four were, I thought Martin Luther King Jr. was an easy one. Slam dunk. I thought Einstein might be cool to put on there. He was an American citizen and he's like easily recognizable. And if we're trying to make this a bit of a tourist attraction, There's Einstein, right?
It's a good. You have very good busts so far with between Hamilton, Ali, and Einstein. You have an interesting like hair thing.
Yeah,
very distinct silhouettes.
Originally, Ulysses S. Grant was the first one I went to, but I didn't want to put any more presidents on there because I feel like that's what the first Rushmore is for. So I knocked him off. And I had Tamanind, the Native American, the patron saint of America. And I was kind of deciding between him, like, I don't know, like Sitting Bull, I feel like, has enough. Sacagawea has enough.
I had a Sitting Bull question mark on mine.
I think you got to put a Native American on there 100%. It's just picking which one. And, like, I'm from Iroquois country, but, like, I think four of the six nations fought for the British, so that might be a tough one to throw onto the new Mount Rushmore. But
again, I think we have to look at it more with hindsight, more so than, like, who you fought for.
Yeah, they're probably right. You know they probably took the right side, yeah.
No, it's more just, like, I wasn't thinking that part of it. I was more thinking in Sitting Bull fought against America, right? And in theory, that's definitely not the way to get onto Mount Rushmore. But at the same time, if you're looking at what it was, I mean, you have to be of your time, right? Like, that's kind of, no matter what, you're of your time. So if violence is how you went about shit, especially when you're not speaking the same languages, you have kind of this, that was just a way of the time. I feel like it's kind of, that was the version of protest then. What's going to happen if Sitting Bull comes out with a fucking sign on a cardboard box? How's that going to work out for him?
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I couldn't be too strict about like hurting others. And that was the other thing I kind of wanted to start the show with is like, there's a lot of reasons I'm sure to not like anyone that we're going to mention at some point, because it's all kind of from moments in history. I don't want to deal with that bullshit today. It's got to be about, you know, like Jefferson's a good example of saying you got to weigh these things out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if it's like, if I find out something about someone later in the, you know, comments, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. So put MLK, Einstein, Tamanind. And my fourth was Neil Armstrong, but I want him in. I want the astronaut helmet. I thought that would look cool.
For filming that movie about going to the moon?
I think it would just look. Yeah, exactly. It would look cool. I want an astronaut. I want an astronaut. My new. Yeah.
What would you say to like just an astronaut helmet with like a NASA patch and just the astronaut kind of? Is that cheating? Or
no?
Do you,
I think it has to be. I think you got to say this is Neil Armstrong. I think. That's how I would do it.
Nah, I don't think he did shit. How's that?
I'm with him. I'm with my dad on this one.
What?
What did he do?
Right place,
what
right time. Do? Right place, right
what
time.
What did he do?
It was first. He's for inspired millions.
He took a fucking ride. Okay, he took a fucking ride
to Burbank, California,
and they picked him to be the first guy to come down the steps. That was just a lucky lottery ticket. That's really all that was. He didn't do shit. You want to talk about a guy that, by comparison, look at what Elon Musk is doing. I mean, this guy's making shit happen. I mean, listen, I'm a kid of that era. I watched Neil Armstrong from my little living room with my parents climb down the stairs and land on the moon. I thought it was fascinating. But he was the heroic figure in that process. But how much credit do you give him for doing it? There's so many people that get credit for that. Not him.
I feel like Elon Musk right now is like the people who named Daenerys Targaryen after they saw the last two seasons of Game of Thrones, or before they saw the last two seasons of Game of Thrones. Remember, like, there was that whole thing, like, all these people naming their kid Daenerys, and then...
Are there Elons coming out right now?
I don't know, but I mean, like, that's why I don't think you pick someone who's alive right now for the new Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Even, like, Michael Jordan.
Right. No, but he'd say, I think he was going just to...
He's not on my list. I'm not even going to bring him up.
Well, why don't even go like, the actual Tesla, like Nikola Tesla.
I don't think he was American.
He spent some time in America. Yeah, he was American.
I thought he was American. Was he?
Yeah.
He worked for Thomas.
American inventor. Sorry, yeah. Tesla should definitely be on there, though. So I don't know. I don't know why I just thought he wasn't. That's my bad. Great host.
He actually worked for Thomas Edison.
So I had an innovation. I had some like fun kind of conversations. Wait, where are we at right now? Hamilton, Ali, MLK, and we're keeping Einstein?
Well, I don't know. That's for the group to decide.
And I agree. Cool, I think we need a Native American on there. I'm with you.
Yeah. Whichever one you want to go with is fine with me. I thought Tamanind was cool because he's, you know, peaceful and everybody loved him. But he's already got, like, Tammany Hall and all that stuff named after him.
I kind of went with some things that were, so I went a totally different direction, I think, because my thought was the thing that makes America some, you know, a place that, you know, the, all the greatest country in the world and obviously have all the influence and all the, be the superpower it is, I think had a lot to do with the kind of, like if you go to Italy or you go to Germany, the music is American music. The movies are American movies. Like people on the radio, and you know, even if it's in a different language, it's the song that came from here. It could, you know, it'd be like a, you know, whoever. I don't. You get it. You know what music is. But so I feel like a lot of what made America such a place that people wanted to gravitate to is the people that put art out and did influential stuff that kind of was more that transcended in a way that wasn't so. I don't want to say it wasn't important because it had its own influences. So I'll get into it where, like, to me, and I think this is going to be a surprising one, but a guy, and you want to talk about the aesthetic here, Nando, you want to talk about people coming out. I'm talking about a corner piece, right? So he's getting left or right because you got to give him the whole side part of the mountain. You get Louis Armstrong with a trumpet.
That is good.
I'm going to explain why. There is not an artist in the world, music or you know, anyone in music, if you follow the chain of events of who inspired them, if you were to go into kind of the 6 degrees thing, you will always land back at Louis Armstrong. People that influenced hip hop or influenced by, jazz or not jazz, you know, wherever it comes from, it always ends up back at jazz. And then even rock and roll, you talk about, you know, I read a ton of things about the Rolling Stones or whoever, and they always say they loved like Chuck Berry and guys like that, and it always ends up back at Louis Armstrong.
Are you saying like they say Chuck Berry and Chuck Berry's like Louis Armstrong?
Yeah,
like,
okay, yep. Gotcha. It always goes back to blues kind of starting it. And then also I read a lot of books about chefs and restaurateurs. The way it apparently affected other countries, just like when when all the wars came, like blues is always something that people say, like, oh, my dad went to war and he brought back like blues. He just always loved jazz or blues and all that. But jazz was always the thing that people, sorry, I said blues for a second, but jazz was always the thing. Oh, my dad went to war and he came back with just this love for jazz. And it has a lot of these. And from that, I learned to do this from that. And it's once I say that, I think you should pay attention to it. You won't like unhear it. It's crazy how many people kind of fall back to the Louis Armstrong kind of piece. And so he was on my art section.
The trumpet would be tough.
To execute or just to look?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not out. That's why he needs the side of the mountain, because it's going to like be carved more into it. Like kind of the way a dinosaur, like dinosaur bones would be discovered.
Oh, that's no fun. You need like, you know, the outline of the side of the silhouette, you know, at dusk.
That's pretty good. I think they could figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not for us to
what
decide.
If it's a bridge?
We're like just kind commissioning of, no. It.
Right. But I think they could figure it out. No?
The trumpet's a bridge, the connecting to the other side, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, or it just like goes into a, yeah, I don't know. You could figure something out. Or it's just like if you have even the fingers up kind of doing the thing and the trumpet doesn't even go all the way out, just like maybe the buttons, right. You know, like and like the cheeks all the way puffed out. I think you're still achieving a lot there.
I like it.
So how did I do on Louis? Are you keeping him or no?
Where's the cutoff at the moment? You're keeping track of this, right? You're writing this down?
Right now I have Hamilton, Ali, MLK, Einstein. I'm going to put Louis on there. We'll start cutting people later.
Okay.
But you see where I'm going with that? I think American music has had such an influence on the rest of the world, and it seems like a lot of it, the square root, comes down to Louis Armstrong.
No, I'll give it for me. I love him. I think he's great.
All right.
Dad, do you have any others you want to throw in besides Hamilton, or you want me to go into the I can keep going into my long list.
No, go ahead. I'll interject.
I got Walt Disney.
I like that one.
Do you take Alexander Graham Bell or Steve Jobs if you have to pick one of the two?
I'm of the camp that Bell stole everything from Marconi, so I don't want Bell anywhere near my Mount Rushmore.
Nice. So, yeah, I mean, I think Walt Disney was a big one, and then I would say Jobs, because those are the two. That was a chicken or the egg for me, you know? And
so
I don't know.
Why would we consider Walt Disney?
Same. I would go into the conversation of at that point, I would say he was to entertainment what like Henry Ford was to like innovation, and like that level of innovation when it comes to creating a literal economy for America to kind of be. I mean, the state of Florida, a whole state is different without that man. Would you agree with that?
For the better or worse.
That's up for everyone else to decide. But I think like the history of Florida was not the same state if this guy didn't exist.
Everywhere but that one little sleepy region where they put the park. Well, other than that, Florida was doing great before there.
But then I also think though, and that's, you know, fair. I don't really know much about what happened before that. So, but I think, I don't know. Walt Disney, just what they've, as a company, what it's accomplished. Him as a man, haven't heard great things, but I've also never seen anything that showed that any of that was like completely true. So I kind of can't go off of hearsay.
I don't remember anything being terrible about him. I think he was creative. He was great. I think he was just a capitalist that was looking to do, you know, amazing things with an idea that he had, and he was talented and he was a visionary and he was a lot of cool things, but I don't know if he impacted, you know, the way America, you know, how important was his contribution of Mickey Mouse to the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was his, why was his existence valuable to the country? And when you look back at it now, with the exception of, you know, a big company that's on the stock market. Other than that, what is it? You know, I mean, you go have fun at the park and go to the Magic Kingdom. I mean, what is that?
I guess I could. Nando, I might be able to knock him off my list, but I think that's enough for me.
I love the idea. It's like imagination. He brought animation to the forefront. He just seems like iconic, and he changed kind of like the way that people live. Like, you're going to Disney. You know, you're going to Disney World. You're going to Disney.
I think he created Mayucci,
not Marconi. My bad.
I mean, Marconi's a director.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Western director.
Yeah, Mayucci.
What about...
Do you know he lived with Garibaldi for a little while in Staten Island? That's a crazy story we got to talk about one day. The two of them as roommates. Mayucci and Garibaldi. Garibaldi came to, when he was done with Italy for a little bit, he came to Staten Island. There's a whole Garibaldi house, but he lived with Mayucci for a while. In Staten Island. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
New York has a really weird history. Like, you can go any random little town in New York, anywhere that's like 90 miles outside of the city, and there's some very weird, like, it's named after someone crazy famous because they had a house where they were, like, right there. Like, it's always some weird, right? Because they have so many little river towns, I feel like it took a while for one of, like, certain areas to catch on.
Well, like, I go to the Thousand Islands since I was a kid, and, like, people don't realize that's where Thousand Islands dressing is from. And it's because all the rich New Yorkers used to go up to the Thousand Islands and bring this dressing from this Thousand Islands hotel back down. And that's how it got famous.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do a whole Christy just on that alone. I mean, you ever hear of Tuxedo Park?
Yeah.
I have.
Okay, so Tuxedo,
that's where the Renaissance Fair is.
Tuxedo Park is not far from here, and there is a very exclusive club in Tuxedo Park that was really for the, you know, for all the people that Americans hate now as a rule.
Russians?
No, the elite. So one of the big dogs of Tuxedo Park goes to France, and you know, he's a wealthy guy, so he's in Paris, and he goes into a clothier, and the guy shows him this suit that he made with this satin stripe on the sleeve and the satin lapels, and he buys this suit and loves it, and goes back to Tuxedo Park, and he wears the suit at a big event, you know, one of the big soirees they used to have there. And it goes, oh my God, this is freaking the coolest thing I've ever seen. What's up with this suit? And that is the reason why they invented the tuxedo.
That's wow. A cool story.
We could have done a whole Christy on that.
They invented the tuxedo because of the guy that went to France, who found this suit and brought it back and brought it to the tuxedo club, And they turned it into, it caught on in the whole world. Wears tuxedo now for formal events. Pretty cool idea.
Speaking of clothing.
Dad, I'm going to bounce a couple names off of you. And if you want to just give me some gut check reactions, let me know how I'm doing, all right? Alfred Hitchcock. Okay. Tiger Wayne Regretzky's. Benito all Tortellini's.
Right. That's a good one.
Christopher Columbus.
No. Sorry, I lost that one. No good.
I'm actually not going to. I'm not going to tell him, Lee, I did a lot of coca. That one I'm not going to use.
That one actually is pretty good.
Well,
it gets actually pretty funny.
Well, I think you could enjoy spending some time on birddogs.com there, Dad. Bird Dogs. It's where you do not have to sacrifice comfort or style. Nando and I had a very good conversation about Bird Dogs because we just got Nando, we said we're going to kind of ad-lib it a little bit, right? So we got this new ad read, and we get very excited with ad reads because we like to check their projects, check their products out. And they were kind enough to ask us our sizes. We're getting some pants sent over from Bird Dogs. And I was like, let me see what I'm getting myself into. I went to the website, and they have all these funny names that were, especially for us, a history show, a lot of like, a lot of the names are kind of like, I can't read them because they're the way they're spelt is what makes them funny. Cause it's like the same name, you know what I mean?
Right, phonetically, it doesn't make sense.
Right, so like Tiger Woods, it's not funny to say out loud, but when you see the way it's spelled, it is. So, but it's not just for funny. They're super comfortable. They look great. I mean, they have everything from joggers, shorts, khakis, stretch khakis. Which honestly, Nando, I fluctuate in size. I don't know if you know that about me.
No.
My size changes like regularly. I have my pants either super tight or really loose. I don't know what I lose weight in certain areas like really quickly or gain really quickly, and my size just changes. So for me, you're talking about things that obviously they fluctuate. Flex helps you out. But we had fun just getting it together, talking about how we're like, we want to get this guy on the show and just talk to him about where he comes up with the names. But even it's not just that. You have a place to stash your wallet, your keys. They have deep, secure pockets so you can keep your essentials close without worrying about them falling out. All of that, something else that I definitely need.
Now you're just reading off the thing.
I am. Just now I did. I did.
I could tell.
I did. So what you do need to do, this is all being read as well on a big highlighted page. Well,
that's the part. That's the only part they made us read, which I thought was cool, too. Like, I see these all pass through. Yeah, like, you know, some of the people are like, read this word for word. Everything in bold needs to be read.
Well, you know what's funny? That's why I went into read mode just now because I was like, oh, shit, I shouldn't be this loose with it. But I'm like, oh, maybe I can be. And you know what? This is what I want to say about them. I like this company because that's faith and confidence in what we do. You know what I mean? So now I'm going to have faith and confidence in what they do. I bet you they make some good-ass pants, and I'm going to have a testimonial very soon about how comfortable they are. So this will be coming up again, whether there's another read or not.
I'm excited. The pants have liners in them, which I like – in my research, I found out, which I'm kind of excited to see how that works.
And
I'm thinking
about
buying a pair of Bruce Wayne's right now, but they don't.
So if you're going to do that,
just wait, we might get them for free.
Or go to birddogs.com/Christery or enter promo code Christery for free Yeti style tumbler with your order. My dad loves a Yeti. Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/Christery or promo code Christery for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you. You hear that? They're so comfortable, you won't even take them off, Nando.
They're probably – so I know someone from Lululemon went to Bird Dogs. So if you like Lululemon pants, I think that's the idea is like
– It seems like now this – listen, we are beyond the read now. Now we're having a genuine conversation about it. But it seems like that's what it is, right? Because I go to Lululemon and I feel like it's not for me because I can't really do, like, it seems yoga specific to me a lot. And I'm like, I wish it was kind of like, when am I working out and when am I not? They literally tell you, like, here's when you wear these pants. And listen, I don't know if you do the shopping for the men in your life, if you're not a man, because it seems like it's all men's clothing so far.
It's a good gift. Maybe it's a good gift for the men in your life.
I stress out.
I jumped on the site for the shorts. I got my size in shorts. I'm going to grab a couple pair of shorts, I think. I'm going to Italy in 2 weeks. I got to definitely get the Uncle Bucks and the April Big Cannons. Wow. April Big Cannons. That's great. I'm going to get the April Big Cannons and the Uncle Bucks. Double X.
Listen, you've done a lot for me in my lifetime, so the very, very least that I could do is let you know that I have a discount code, and you just used Chris 3 right there in the bonus.
It's not a discount. It's a free gift.
Oh, you get the gift. Well, that's what, you get a discount on that gift. All right, what I was just, honestly, that was my hesitation. I was just looking it up, and I can't find the attachment. Where the fuck did it go?
I'll look it up for you. Let's continue with Mount Rushmore, and I'll look.
Yeah, we should probably end this pretty soon.
I think you've done enough at this point.
Well, now I'm just curious. Well, you did, either way,
Chris, are you gonna try yours on the second you get them? Like, are you gonna like?
I am.
Me too. Like, at this point, we've built it up so much. Like, I got to see what these feel like.
And now it sounds like we're bullshitting to make the ad like go well, but we really did talk about it a lot this week.
No, there's no discount. No, it's just
a Yeti style tumbler.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? Great. I love a tumbler. Anywho, here's where we're at right now, guys. Alexander Hamilton, MLK, Einstein, and Louis Armstrong is what I've gathered from our conversation were the ones that no one really, that we didn't argue with each other over.
That's fine, but you're leaving off any kind of Native American leader.
I know, so that was going to be what I was going to bring up there. I'm afraid.
But what's the point? What is this fucking, the woke podcast?
I don't think they were here first. So I think to
we
tell the story.
On their ad. I mean, look. The bottom line is that we did a lot of terrible things to the Indians. Okay, but they really don't have a place on Mount Rushmore when you're talking about what made America great and what were the accomplishments of America. We should do a third Mount Rushmore on people we shit on. And then, yeah, we did a lot of terrible things. Well, not, you know, look, you know, one of the problems with this new whole woke world that we're in, people are trying to make people feel guilty about what your ancestors did 250 years ago, 200 years ago, 150 years ago. Well, newsflash, for the vast majority of Americans, we can't trace our history back to those dark days. My grandfather and his father were in Italy until 1920 something. Okay? And when they got here, they got treated like shit and got trampled on. So, you know, that only goes so far to say, well, we did this, we did that. Well, the early Americans, as we call them today, the founding fathers, the pioneers, yes, tragic, terrible things for their own reasons. Got to put yourself back in their time and their day and try to relate to some of the things they did. In many cases, were heinous. But to put someone like, you know, Sacagawea or, a Sitting Bull on this particular Mount Rushmore is just patronage. It's not really real. It's not really real.
I feel like it. You can't tell the story of the country without kind of explaining there were people here first that also they, whether it's not the same flag or not, but the same land that they like fought for and cared about and, you know, kind of eventually became into the fabric of. And I feel like that's why it's not so much the contributions to America as we know it today. It's more so the story can't be told without them. And that has to be represented somewhere. Is that where you were with going with that, Nando?
Well, I mean, the Iroquois invented democracy, really. So, I mean, would a Degawinda, someone you don't know about, you know, like that, like would be okay. Hiawatha would be fine with me. Like, it's not just paying lip service. It's these guys, you know, the Iroquois, the Confederacy.
We named the whole lake after Hiawatha. We're good. We took care of it already.
I would still like to see. Well, I don't know who you knock off, though. And I feel bad knocking off Louis Armstrong.
And you don't want to lose out on that trumpet. So here was another idea that I had. What about, so Walt Disney, I actually expected.
What if you just had the trumpet and not his face?
No, you wouldn't allow the astronaut helmet. Why do you get a trumpet?
The trumpet is the bridge, like you said. Because
I think someone blowing the trumpet, like the, like kind of like doing like the whole look is part of it.
Yeah.
They could do. You're very worried about the logistics of the trumpet. And I just feel like since this isn't happening in real life, you shouldn't be as worried about that.
Oh, you don't know. How much do you think it costs to build Mount Rushmore 2?
A lot.
Like, is this a $50 million project, or is this like a $1.2 billion project?
I would say it's in the billions. You have to secure a mountain, first of all.
I don't think that's a problem. I mean, it's probably on land that you own already, the federal government owns, I would assume.
Yeah, they're not just going to give it to you.
Well, you're not taking the mountain down. You're just carving it.
They're still going to ask you for money for it, I think.
No. No way. Like,
the government will get... They want money at every turn.
It would be an amazing... We're not doing it privately. This is a government thing.
So, wait. I had a question. Because I thought I was going to get pushback on Walt Disney. Where do you guys stand on like a great American mascot, like a Mickey Mouse or a Ronald McDonald?
Nah, thumbs down immediately for me.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. I'm trying to represent everybody here. Okay?
You going
to
knock off Muhammad Ali for Ronald McDonald?
I guess you can't.
Oh, my God. Right?
But what I'm trying to think of what represents commerce, because that's America. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you have to do that.
Like, that's what we're about. That's
how about
what
selling a T-shirt of the second Mount Rushmore?
Everywhere.
Yeah. The spirit.
All right, so
alive.
Do we like this? Louis, Hamilton, MLK, and Einstein?
Yeah.
No women. Do we have any thoughts on that?
Sacagawea would have been great. But she already has a coin.
She's good.
Sally Ride?
Betsy Ross?
Betsy Ross? How about Harriet Tubman?
I had Harriet Tubman written down. My thing was... I think you're going to have a hard time when you get into like Harriet Tubman versus MLK versus Rosa Parks of like getting into a conversation of semantics that like isn't really one that I could say that like how do, I'm not in a position to argue which one was most important. You know what I mean? And you're trying to represent every single type of plight in this thing. So you can't make it all, you know what I mean? Like any one direction of like influence. So I just think if you're going to talk
Kamala
about
Harris, I think your dad would be all for Kamala Harris.
What are you
going
for? What are you doing?
I want to text you. Watch this.
Just pouring gunpowder all over the podcast.
I pay every morning that nothing happens to Joe Biden because that cackling clown would be the president.
How you doing, Nando? Happy?
Yeah.
I don't think we have a bad four.
How about Amelia Earhart?
So I just talked to my mom about this. She recommended her. Everyone's going to turn on me here, but no.
Why?
Here's why.
Why? What did she do? I don't get it.
She didn't make it. She didn't finish the job, and that's not what we're about here.
It's something that a man already did, okay? So, like, what's the point? Yes, it's great that I'm all for. I'm a feminist to some degree, okay? I'm absolutely on the side of women doing amazing things, but can't they have their own thing? They have their own stuff that they've done. They don't have to be like the first woman to do something a man already did. Like, fuck that guy. Like, who cares about him? Women have done many, many things that guys could never do. Like, how about give birth? There you go. That's pretty amazing. Let's see freaking John Glenn in Louis Armstrong.
Neil Wrong Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong have a baby. I just don't want to patronize the list. I'm saying, well, we have to be politically correct and make sure we put a woman there. Look, I think we should do a hardcore female Mount Rushmore. Only women allowed on the Mount Rushmore. There's so many great women that have done great, great things that have contributed to society.
Who would be your four?
But I don't want,
off the top
I don't
of your head.
Patronize the list.
Dolly Parton.
I guess you're
it
not.
Really, it really deleves, it really deserves an absolute. It deserves a lot of thought, because there's not four. There's probably 40 or 4,000. You know, it's just a matter of thinking it out really, really hard. But and I'm so over politicians as a rule. You know, this is a culture of people who fight like hell to do everything to get a job, okay? And they cheat and they rob and they steal and they beg, borrow, and steal to get the position. And then when they have it, they look at you like, look at me, I'm the senator, I'm the congressman. And when they go out and do their job, which is almost always in some way, you know, helping themselves and the people, their constituents that got them elected. And then they want you to say, thank you so much, Senator, for committing your life to public service. You know what? 99.9% of them served themselves. That's what they did their entire career. Served themselves. They go in broke. They come out rich in almost every case. And then when they retire, they want you to name a fucking building after them. Oh, the so-and-so courthouse, the so-and-so federal building. That is just such a bunch of shit. Okay, I'm just so sick of the politicians who go out there and they want to make a congressman. You know, it's a 2-year gig. Okay, it was there for a reason to be 2 years. It was supposed to be the people coming out of their normal world, going and serving 2 years to help the country, give the executive branch and the Senate, the career politicians, give them the insight of the common man, and then go back to what you're doing after your 2-year commitment, go back to your life and let somebody else come up. But that's not what happens. You become congressman, man, you want to die there. You like that juicy job. But that's not where it ends. It's not where it ends. It ends when they say, we should name a courthouse after this guy. He gave his life 25 years. Bullshit. Go get a job, okay? And then after you've worked your ass off helping people and doing the right thing for your community and your taxes and everything else that you had to pay and all the ways the government figures out how to screw business people along the way, those are the people that deserve the praise. Those are the people that are the ones to be honored. Not these freaking people who go into Congress and stay there forever and ever and ever. And then they want you to thank them for their commitment to public service. It's bullshit. I'm so sick of it. So there will be no congressman on Mount Rushmore.
We got to get Elvis.
Wow. You know what I respect about Elvis? I mean, if Louis Armstrong could go on there, Elvis could be up there. You know, somebody asked Elvis in an interview how he felt about politics. And you know what he said? He said the smartest thing in the world. He said, you know, I don't want to paraphrase, but you know, darling, I'm an entertainer. I'm here to entertain people. I'm here to sing. Listen to me sing. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You took an hour out of your life to listen to me entertain you. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to tell you how I would vote or how we feel about this or that. People don't pay me for that. And I respect that so much because so many actors and singers, they want to go active in politics. Just do me a favor. Sing your shit. Let me clap for you and shut the fuck up.
I got no argument there. Nando?
No, I'm good with that.
I'm looking up...
Whether I agree with you or not, you know.
The difference is, though, I'd rather see a trumpet up there, is my thing. Right?
All right.
What do you think?
I love Louis Armstrong. My dad met Louis Armstrong. There's a photograph of him and Louis Armstrong when he was a young man. Has nothing to do with my love for Louis Armstrong, but bottom line is he was great. He was a great American. He was an iconic jazz guy. I got no problem with Louis Armstrong, and let's put him on the new Mount Rushmore.
And I feel like that's, you know, so that's, I think you're well, it's a pretty interesting list. I think you're bringing out people from all corners of the country. Louis Armstrong, Alexander Hamilton, Martin Luther King, Albert Einstein. We're going to get shit for having a non-American born on there. We know that, right?
No, come on, man. It's Einstein.
But I think you need an immigrant. It's actually something I was going to say when we were having the Native American conversation is when we're talking about like representation, I also feel like being an immigrant that makes an impact here is such a distinctly American quality. So I think Einstein being there, that's kind of how I rationalize that.
Einstein was my guy, so I'm happy. However you want to rationalize him.
Well, now we all got a guy, too. That was the other thing. Actually, Nando, you got two.
I'm good at this.
But MLK was on. I mean, I had 25 people, so we're going to cross. So, all right. Dad, you want to sign us off? Get us out of here?
Listen, I'm thinking we have maybe we do AI, get AI involved in this, and draw up the Mount Rushmore. What are we calling this? The Mount Rush what?
Mount Rush Even More.
Mount Rush Even More t-shirts. Absolutely have to be out there, and I'm looking forward to it. What's the? Let's go over the final lineup one more time for everybody out there.
It's
Alexander
Hamilton, Martin Luther King Jr. I feel like I should just separate right. Albert Einstein and Louis Armstrong.
Okay. What happened to Kareem? Kareem's out.
Yeah, he got bumped for, I think, Armstrong or Einstein, one of those two. Hey, I just asked ChatGPT a non-president's second Mount Rushmore, and they said Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, Thomas Edison, and Rosa Parks. I like ours more.
Yeah,
I feel like we put more thought.
Ask Google Bard. I don't like ChatGPT. I like Google Bard too. Yeah.
Me too. That's funny you said that.
Right? Bard, I think, is more thoughtful and smarter and a bunch of things.
I think the stuff that, and not taking anything away from Edison, but he was really kind of a shit when it came to Tesla. Really, is responsible for the lighting that we have today. Not Edison, and Edison turned down the idea of AC power. He was a DC power guy. Edison, I don't know if you guys know that.
I did not.
Yeah, Edison was a DC power guy, and Tesla invented AC while working for Edison. And when Edison poo-pooed the idea, Tesla moved on. And then as they started to find out that his idea was really great and more sustainable for a lot of reasons I won't bore you with right now, J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan and Edison sued him, and it was just one of those things where he couldn't afford to defend himself, so he gave up, and that's how Edison ended up with it. So,
but he couldn't afford the patent, right? Was that Meucci?
Nah, he couldn't afford to fight Edison in the money that it would take to defend the lawsuit. So Tesla really was almost not worried about fame and fortune and money. He just wanted to really, he was really just so unselfish, wanted to invent this, wanted to light the world up. And I think he's pretty much responsible for it. A lot of injustice in the world. That's probably one of them.
Just waiting for you, Chris.
I didn't know. I feel like you guys were having a moment there. I didn't want to interrupt. But I feel like we did do a sign-off, and then we kept it going. So, Nando, do you want to do a sign-off now?
Well, I thought you were checking Bard to see who their Mount Rushmore
was. Oh, they were boring. I'm sorry. Right. I thought I announced that. They were stupid. It was the same kind of shit, and Bard wasn't really understanding the assignment. They gave me Gandhi. Nelson Mandela was in there. Nothing against them, but what are we doing? It's not really... It wasn't getting it, so...
All right. Great. This is fun.
This was fun. This is great. Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.